Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage and going there and checking it out and subscribing to my newsletter and taking the poll question. We'll do our best to inform you and entertain you if at all possible. We got something you can do there in 5 seconds or 1 minute or 3 minutes or 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Karen Post has deposited with us in the many years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget also, by the way, I have our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Karen Post is our guest. Her new book is called Brand Turnaround, brand spanking new. It literally is launching today, isn't it, Karen?
It is, all across America. I'm so excited.
Well, we're honored to be able to help you do that. Brand Turnaround, How Brands Gone Bad Returned to Glory. And that's what, in your book, you identify, you did the research on all these brands that fell on hard times and recovered, right?
That's right. And they're big brands and little brands and individual brands. I even talk about a former bank robber who turned around his life and is a great business person, entrepreneur. And so there's hope for everyone.
Well, you know, one thing I've always said, one of the greatest forces in America is redemption. America will allow you to redeem yourself, won't they? Won't we?
That's right. You got to have a plan and you got to work it.
Exactly. So what can small business owners learn from these companies that fell on hard times, maybe some ignominious times, maybe just a failure? How did they recover? What can we learn from that?
Well, in the book, Jim, I talk about 7 game changers, and they start from taking responsibility, not giving up. Strong leadership is so important, even if you're a 2-person company. Staying relevant, you know, because things change and consumers' wants and desires change. Keep improving. Build your brand equity, you know, so that if something does happen to you, you've got strong love in the market. And that's so important when people are forgiving and understanding about missteps. And missteps can happen to any size company.
From a small standpoint, folks, you know about the online comments that people can make about you, either on your own site or on Yelp or something like sites like that. If somebody writes a bad review of your product or your service, it's really ugly, and there's already 6 people who said you guys are great, well, you've already established some brand equity with those 6, and that one is not going to hurt you so badly. What do you think, Karen?
That's correct. So you got to build up that love before you need it. And then should something bad happen, then you can even reach out to your brand ambassadors, your good customers, your vendors, your employees, and get them involved in you know, turning around that bad momentum into, you know, more of the same and returning to glory. But in the book, you know, I give a Save Your Brand plan that everybody should have, you should think about way before anything bad happens, because you don't want to be caught off guard and all of a sudden, you know, a big TV station is at your small business saying, what's up, and you're not prepared. You know, that could absolutely kill your company, kill your dream.
Save your brand plan. I like that. Tell us what it looks like.
Yeah, it's a quick 1-page checklist of just things that you need to, you know, be aware of what's going on in social media, build your community, you know, have your little crisis plan in place. Again, no matter how big or how small, you know, who would be the spokesperson should something happen? If you're a small business owner and you're really shy and you're not good in front of the camera, then think about, you know, maybe one of your employees, or you bring someone in to help you. But all these things should be addressed way before you need it. And hopefully your number will never be called and you won't need it. But if it is, you'll be ready, and then you'll be able to return to glory.
Well, another part of your brand plan is our policies that you let your people know what's expected of them. Isn't that important? Before somebody does something stupid, let them know that you expect them not to do that. And, you know, in case there's any confusion, and also if it ever got to a legal situation, you can demonstrate that you trained this person and they became, they went rogue, and it's not your fault, it's their fault.
Yeah, having those policies in place, looking at them on a regular basis, and again, kind of looking at devil's advocate, worst case scenario, if something happened, are these policies the best? Are they appropriate? And do they cover your brand's behind when they need to? Those things are so important.
What else can they do?
Well, and the last one is to own your own distinction, and that's key, because when you're fighting back, and a lot of times the media can not be your friend and can really be a difficult situation, but if you've created this identity that's unique and distinct, it's just an easier journey to navigate, and that's key. So those seven game changers, everyone should look at every day, whether you ever have a problem or not. But the book talks about big companies and little companies, but it's written in a very small business friendly tone so that everyone can apply these principles to whatever size their business is.
Give us the website, Karen. Tell us how we can find it.
It's brandingdiva.com, and if you want a free chapter of the book, you can go to my blog and you can download it and check it out and see if you like it. And if you do, tell everyone, and if you don't like it, just come tell me.
That's exactly right. So that's brandingdiva.com. They can find your blog there too, right?
They sure can.
And McGraw-Hill, her publisher, is getting the book out wherever books are sold around the world. Tintel, we're going to come back. I'm going to ask Karen, what are values? How big a deal are values to your brand plan? Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.